Fallout from Governor Walker's veto pen is hitting the Matanuska Susitna borough hard. As Ellen Lockyer reports, borough officials are now grappling with a budget shortfall caused by millions of dollars in reduced state funding.
The news came on June 29th after tax bills had been mailed and far too late to rework the Matsu Borough's budget for this fiscal year. At a special borough assembly meeting on Wednesday, borough manager John Moosey laid out the bare facts. He said the governor has vetoed some of the money that directly affects municipalities, such as debt reimbursement and base student allocations and school transportation funding.
The Matsu seem to get hit particularly hard. My view is trying to take immediate view on how this impacts our current operating budget. $5.7 million we expected to receive for debt reimbursement from the state was lost, and we were informed of that on June 29th. Now, it gave us really no time to react. 2017 started on July 1st.
Walker's vetoes took 25% out of the state's bond debt reimbursement to municipalities and placed the financial burden back on local governments. New Matsu School District Superintendent Gene Stone says the Matsu School District is looking at an additional $2.2 million in reduced state allocations due to Walker's vetoes.
The total $2.2 million was $1.356 million in pupil transportation, and a little over $800,000 in the base student allocation or the foundation formula. And so that equaled 2.2. That's what specifically impacts us. Obviously, we're concerned about the bond debt reimbursement from the borough because, you know, we're a growing district and we really rely on the community to support the bonds.
Stone says the reduction in the state debt service ratio is likely to discourage new school construction. The borough assembly at this point will urge legislators for a veto override at the next legislative special session on July 11th. But borough lobbyist John Harris says that will take a three-quarters vote from the entire legislature.
That's a big hurdle, and in my opinion, a very unlikely one.
The legislature must approve an override during the first 5 days of the special session or Walker's vetoes stand, Harris said. Harris suggested the borough could urge legislators to consider submitting at the special session a funding bill, which would pay for bond reimbursement and school funding out of the permanent fund earnings. Right now, the two are being funded from the Constitutional Budget Reserve. At this point, the borough is instituting a hiring freeze and a no-overtime policy for staff in reaction to the new deficit. The borough assembly will meet again in 2 weeks to consider further action on the issue. I'm Ellen Lockyer.